Welcome to the Machete Battle Manifesto. This is a two-part special episode on Icebreaker Festival. In part one, we're going to look back at some of our favorite moments. And in part two, we're going to take you there and listen to some live recordings. Sit back, relax. Machete Battle Manifesto starts now.
Episode five.
Episode five.
Welcome back.
It's been 2 weeks.
It has been. We missed a week, didn't we? Because
that was season one and this is season two. Yeah.
Why not? Let's do it. Welcome to episode one, season one. No.
Episode one, season one, 7 o'clock at the Vine Vaults.
7 o'clock at the Vine Vaults.
Yeah.
2006.
Exactly.
We played Icebreaker Festival last Saturday.
Yes.
3rd of February. Mm. Vault stage, 9 p.m.
Yes, sir.
And it was banging.
You never know what gig's going to be like.
You never know.
You know, you might... It could go either way. Like, you might be thinking, this is probably not going to be very good. Or sometimes you're thinking, like, you got it amped up in your head, like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And it could be the opposite. And sometimes you're right. Obviously, those are the possibilities. But I had amped this up.
Yeah.
And I actually think it was as good as I hoped it was going to be. Like, that is what I was picturing. And that's not to say that it was only that good. But I was really hoping for a biggie.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It delivered.
It delivered.
Icebreaker Festival.
Yeah.
At the Vaults?
At the Vaults.
Was it 9 p.m.?
It was... Actually, I'm going to say...
Go on.
We started at 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when we got to the end of the set and we had the one short song left, I looked at my watch and it was like 27 minutes past. I was have nailed it. And when we finished, it was 9:30.
Oh.
And I don't know about you, I didn't... I was pretty confident it was going to be about half an hour, but I was like,
yeah.
I was feeling, I hope that, you know, we just scored an extra point for professionalism.
Oh, that is 100%. Load in was at 8:30. We were there, ready, on stage, ready to go, 9 p.m. start, half hour set, finished. We were gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Half an hour.
Yeah, I was a bit nervous just before, though, because, so we had a half hour changeover, yeah. Which is long.
Yeah.
But I was like, all of a sudden, we only had 10 minutes left. And I was like,
yeah.
We ain't really set up. And then there was only about 4 minutes to go. And I still hadn't had even a line check for my guitar.
Oh, no.
And then the geezer was like, oh, I can't get this come through. And I was like, uh-oh.
Here we go.
We had half an hour and minutes to go. Suddenly, I ain't got no sound.
Yeah. Something always goes wrong, doesn't it?
Something.
The camera. We had a camera at the front. And for some reason... The memory card failed. SD card error. Out of nowhere. We tested it. I tested it like an hour before when we picked up the gear. Tested it. Did a little test record. It was absolutely fine. Got to...
Yeah.
No, didn't want it.
Other than that, though...
Other than that.
In terms of the gear...
Yeah.
It was actually fine.
Absolutely fine. Sounded good.
I got to the point in the gig where I decided to stop using my overdrive pedal.
Yeah,
because I was worried that it was really blasting people. I mean, you can't tell how when you're playing on the stage, you can't tell how loud it is out the front.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's really loud for you, and it's not. Yeah, you're always like trying to get the sound right for yourself, and you just have to accept that you know the sound person's going to have it covered at the front.
Because at the front, it looked like it was banging. It looked like
yeah.
It looked like it sounded good.
Yeah, it did. Thank you to everyone who came to watch us.
Yeah, that was awesome. We picked up a few people along the way, didn't we?
We did, during the day, because the festival was great. You know,
all
of the pubs were absolutely packed all day. You know, even when we were first out, or you know, it was maybe like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
At the Lord John Russell, it was already very busy.
It was rammed.
Just before we got there, some people were getting turned away, weren't they, because of numbers?
Yeah, literally, one in, one out.
Do you know what? Actually, at that point, and I could see across the street that the vaults looked really busy, and I was like, this is going to be banging, like, definitely. Yeah. We played on that stage at least once before.
We headlined it once, didn't we?
I think that was the icebreaker, yeah.
Yeah.
When
we put LED lights on our guitars.
Yes.
And it completely messed it up, then it left sticky residue.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
It actually, you know, it was surprising because it was like there was a strip of lights on, you know, like a sticky strip under the neck, but it's only like really thin.
Yeah.
But straight away I was like, well, it's made the neck too wide. Like, it feels, you know, it just felt wrong. And it's very rough.
Yeah.
Because of all the little LED bulbs.
And, yeah. You know, you couldn't, like, glide around easily, could you?
So I took it off after that. But yeah, forever on that guitar. Still on there. You know, with this, like, sticky ming from the tape. It did look cool.
It did look cool, but a bit impractical.
I was wearing jeans at that gig as well, and it was very high. I know.
Fool.
What is this, amateur hour?
Jeans.
I know.
Oh, man. That must have been...
It was hot.
Horrendous, yeah.
Not this time, though. I do not actually, as well, at this gig, I really feel like I'd thought everything through, and I had everything.
Yeah.
Like, exactly the way I wanted it.
That's
I was
good.
Wearing what I wanted. I don't know what you had on your side, but you don't always have a good place to put a drink down.
Not always. I did, though.
Did you?
I had a nice shelf.
I had the mantelpiece above the fireplace.
Yeah, of course.
I looked up and I'm like, this is the perfect place for a drink. It's like, it's out of the way. Yeah. And you know, there's actually like a metal guard around the fence, you know, so I'm going to be no chance of knocking into it.
Yeah.
The speaker was there as well. You know, and it's not on a piece of electrical equipment where you're always like,
yeah,
it's not, you know, you don't really want to put a drink on an amp.
No. You don't want to put speaker. Really want to put it on the floor.
No, because then you're going to kick it over.
Yeah. It was incredibly hot.
That's maybe why you felt rough at the end, man. I got...
So did Sam.
Yeah, he did. Most of the time, though, man, he was drinking... I don't know what he was drinking, actually. He probably had a beer. So I just had water on the stage and just... I've got to have a glug between songs.
Sam was feeling very, very, very poorly afterwards. We had chips, fish and chips from the fish and chip shop. Probably didn't help.
You should have got the same order as me.
Two jumbo sausages.
Two battered jumbo sausages. I knew it as well. Because the grease actually is not ideal. But, you know, if you've got like chips, that's just going to like sit.
Yeah.
And make you feel tired. But I'm like, I'm going for protein and grease.
Give me the protein, give me the grease.
Yeah.
Grease me up. That prickly battered sausage.
Mm.
Yeah, how long have you waited for a battered sausage?
That doesn't go in the podcast, obviously.
What?
My mum listens to this.
What?
Bleep!
Okay.
This will remind you.
I'll bleep. I'll bleep it.
we're talking, and it's like more and more sausage talking. It's like, bleep!
I'm gonna use that soundbite as the bleep. That sentence will now be the bleep. Do you remember that? The book signing.
When were we talking about book
what's
signing?
What's that racket?
That's also probably already on the podcast, isn't it? That was at Sam's house.
That was at Sam's house. Yep. So that'll be part of this. Let's do an into that.
You could have a little bit with a video of us talking about that bit.
Yeah.
And then have the bit.
And then have the bit.
In like a thought bubble coming out. And you're like,
you're getting really, really creative tonight. This is good. Yeah. I like it. There's a lot of good ideas.
Easy to get creative when you're not the one doing it. Icebreaker was amazing. Thanks to everyone who came. Thanks to the organisers.
Yeah. Big shout out to the organisers.
So we know Mike.
Mike Hartley. I'm sure there are others involved.
But, you know, just the fact that they got so many people out watching local bands. Oh, I don't assume a lot of local bands. I don't actually know where they're all from.
I was chatting to a geezer from Brighton.
Oh, were you?
Outside. He came up and said hello. How much he enjoyed it. He said it was really fun.
From a band or just here watching music?
From a band. Mm. Band from Brighton. Austin Powers. Austin Powders.
Hey, right.
Austin Powders. Like Austin Powers, but...
Right.
Austin.
Yeah, well, we should look them up.
Psychedelic rock kind of.
Oh, okay. Thing.
Yeah, we were talking about maybe doing a gig swap.
Yeah, man. Well, cool. If it's that kind of genre, because
you
actually could mix us in with a lot of different stuff. So, yeah. Psychedelic rock. Why not, man?
Why not? Psychedelic rock.
I was also going to say there's some wicked photos.
Oh, some great photos.
Photographer who was there.
Yeah.
Her name is Hannah Mesquita.
Hannah
Mesquita. I don't know if that's her name, but that's what she... Hannah Mesquita Photography.
Ness or Mess?
Which like...
Hannah Mesquita. Thank you for taking such wonderful photos.
Yeah, it's cool. So, you know.
Yeah.
She's just banging into taking photos of live music.
So. Yeah. Why not? Mm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And there was very few. There's very few shots of you in there.
Yeah, well, I got some in the end. I messaged her and I said, asked her.
And did you? Yeah. Excuse me. Have you got any pictures of me?
Yeah.
Why not? Fuck it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and she did. And I had a bit of a chat with her as well. And she was saying, because I was like, because she had said you can do what you want with the photos. And yeah. I was like, well, like you don't want anything for them.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, you know, sometimes they turn up and a photographer and not legitimately, but they'll be like, I'll take these photos of you and they want quite a bit of money from, which is fair enough, but we haven't got the money for that at every gig to pay for photos, but I was like, you know, if she's not taking any money, if she had like a tip thing, I was like, probably bung a tenner at least.
Yeah, that's good.
But then she was like, no, I basically, if I go and do it, then it's free, but if a band wants to hire me, then it's a paid job.
Yeah.
So
why wouldn't she let you tip her?
She just said no.
No, I don't want your tip.
Yeah.
I'll have it.
You didn't take any photos.
Give it to me.
You didn't take any photos.
took a video. Half a video. We'll split the tip. How much were you going to tip her?
I don't know.
Tenner?
Sure.
Five for each. Give me a five.
You didn't take any photos, man.
Video? Does video count?
No. What should we play?
Shall we play... oh, goodness. What should we play? There's so many songs. What do we play? Too many songs.
What about, like, Casa?
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Okay. This one's called Casa. Casa? Casa. Casa or Casa?
Casa. We have already played Casa on the podcast, haven't we?
On one of the ones that didn't air, because...
Okay, well, let's go.
Let's do them.
What song shall we play? The first ever Machete song.
Casa.
Casa. Wait, ready?
I think so.